Chapter 30. And now they have laughed at me, those younger in days than I am, whose fathers I would have refused to place with the dogs of my flock. Even the power of their hands, of what use was it to me? In them vigor has perished. Because of want and hunger they are sterile, gnawing at a waterless region, where yesterday there were storm and desolation. They were plucking the salt herb by the bushes, and the root of broom trees was their food. From the community they would be driven away. People would shout at them as at a thief. They have to reside on the very slope of torrent valleys, in holes of the dust and in rocks. Among the bushes they would cry out. Under the nettles they would huddle together. Sons of the senseless one, also sons of the nameless one. They have been scourged out of the land. And now I have become even the theme of their song, and I am to them for a byword. They have detested me. They have kept themselves far from me, and from my face they did not hold back their spit. For he loosened my own bowstring and proceeded to humble me, and the bridle they left loose on my account. At my right hand they rise up as a brood. My feet they have let go. But they proceeded to cast up against me their disastrous barriers. They have torn down my roadways. They were beneficial only for adversity to me, without their having any help. As through a wide gap they proceed to come. Under a storm they have rolled along. Sudden terrors have been turned upon me. My noble bearing is chased like the wind, and like a cloud my salvation has passed away. And now my soul is poured out within me. Days of affliction take hold upon me. At night my very bones have been bored through, and dropped from off me, and pains gnawing me do not take any rest. By the abundance of power my garment takes on a change. Like the collar of my long garment it engirdles me. He has brought me down to the clay, so that I show myself like dust and ashes. I cry to you for help, but you do not answer me. I have stood that you might show yourself attentive to me. You change yourself to become cruel to me. With the full might of your hand, you harbor animosity toward me. You lift me to the wind. You cause me to ride it. Then you dissolve me with a crash. For I well know that to death you will make me turn back, and to the house of meeting for everyone living. Only no one thrusts his hand out against a mere heap of ruins, nor during one's decay is there a cry for help respecting those things. Certainly I have wept for the one having a hard day. My soul has grieved for the poor one. Although for good I waited, yet bad came. And I kept awaiting the light, but gloom came. My own intestines were made to boil and did not keep silent. Days of affliction confronted me. Saddened, I walked about when there was no sunlight. I got up in the congregation. I kept crying for help. A brother to jackals I became, and a companion to the daughters of the ostrich. My very skin became black and dropped off me, and my very bones became hot from dryness. And my harp came to be merely for mourning, and my pipe for the voice of weeping ones.